Naples and its waters, a 2,700-year history. Neapolis and the Aqua Augusta Aqueduct. The course in the Campanian Plain. The so-called Aqua Augusta Aqueduct, formerly incorrectly attributed to Emperor Claudius, stands out for its exceptional dimensions. The main trunk was about 103 kilometers long, with branches extending approximately 63 kilometers, and technical complexity. It transported abundant, high-quality water from sources in the Cirino area, south of Abilinum, to a series of cities mentioned in an inscription related to a restoration carried out during the Constantinian era, 324-326 AD. Puteoli, Neapolis, Nola, Atella, Cumae, Acerri, Baia, and Misenum. It also served cities on the Vesuvian coast, Pompeii, Herculaneum, destroyed in the eruption of 79 AD. Actually, the main objective was to supply water to two main imperial port centers, the civilian one in Puteoli and the military one in Misenum. Additional crucial goals included providing water to colonies and communities linked to Augustan power, such as the aforementioned civitates, and to many illustrious residences in the serviced areas. The aqueduct, built during the Augustan period under the direction of Vipsanius Agrippa, suffered severe damage, especially concerning the branch that served Pompeii and nearby centers, during the eruption of Vesuvius in 79 AD. Subsequently, it had to endure damages due to periods of insufficient maintenance. From 456 AD onwards, Campania was subject to multiple raids by the Vandals who arrived by sea, indicating that the Roman fleet had lost the ability to counter seaborne invasions. Indirectly, this also demonstrates that the primary motivation for the existence of the Augustan aqueduct, namely the need for water supply to the military port of Misenum, had ceased. The Vesuvian eruption of 472 AD, known as the Polina eruption, heavily damaged the Nola area and the middle portion of the aqueduct. The Augustan aqueduct began between the inhabited areas of present-day San Michele di Cirino, AV, and Santa Lucia di Cirino, AV, where it tapped into the Aquero Springs, 371 m above sea level. Another aqueduct branched off from the same area, destined to supply Beneventum, starting from the Urcioli Springs, about 2.5 kilometers from the Aquero Springs. It headed north, passing around Abilinum, in the immediate vicinity of present-day Atripalda, and then continued to Beneventum. It then directed towards Aiello del Sabato and Cesenale, AV, turning towards Belizzi Urpino and Contrada, passing through a gallery under the Farino Mountain near the homonymous municipality. After the fall of the Laura, it reached Perturo and Montoro Inferior. In this descent, the altitude dropped from 359 to 205 meters.